Track 2, Dr. William Price.
Well, we're now on the bullring and standing by the statue of Dr. William Price, said to be the only statue in the world to a druid. Now, Dr. William Price only lived his last 20 years here in Llantrisant, but of course he's known throughout the world because of a significant event that happened right opposite the bullring, in fact. You can see the mounting on the horizon there with the house on top of it. That's East Caidlan. And it was up there in the latter part of January of 1884 that Dr. William Price undertook an event that really changed modern society. His young infant child, 5 months old, which he'd called Jesse Greist, Jesus Christ Price, had passed away, and he took the remains of the child to the top of East Caidlan late on a Sunday evening and performed a cremation of the body. Now, this was because Dr. William Price was a druid, and in fact, he'd thought that his firstborn son would be the new messiah that would bring the druidic religion back as the main religion of Great Britain. But of course, it caused an absolute public outcry by cremating this child. They could see this blazing fire, something like Dante's Inferno happening up there, and the mob rushed to the top of the mountaintop and could see what he had done. Well, it resulted in a huge court case in the Glamorganshire Assizes in Cardiff. And in fact, it resulted after a 2-day trial in which Dr. Price managed to represent himself. And he said, you know, it's not right that a carcass should be allowed to decompose in this way because it has a great effect on the water and the air and the earth. And when the court case ended, he was acquitted of the charges against him of causing a public nuisance being the major one, because what had actually happened is cremation really wasn't illegal in Britain. It just wasn't done. And the Cremation Society were looking for one landmark case really that could really lead their way to create an Act of Parliament, which eventually was passed in 1902. What is forgotten about Dr. Price, he fought on behalf of the working classes. He opened the first cooperative society in Britain. He tried to create a national health service, an embryonic health service. He wanted to build the first museum of Welsh life. He was someone who really did fight for the common man and was a brilliant scholar and surgeon. Dr. Price died in January of 1893. He was 92 years of age. He was laying on his couch. He'd lay there just for a few days. He hadn't been ill. And he turned to his lover, Gwen Llian Llewellyn, who, by the way, was almost 60 years younger than him. And she said, "Will you take some cider?" And he said, "No, please give me a glass of champagne." He drank his champagne and died in the arms of his lover. I think it was the most wonderful way to go for a man of 92, by which time she'd had 3 children by him as well.
Not surprisingly, Dr. Price wished to be cremated, which was duly granted in front of 20,000 people. Head uphill along George Street and listen to track 3 outside the white building displaying a blue plaque. On the way, you will pass the left-hand side of Model House, a place to avoid in the 1800s, as former Secretary of the Llantrisant History Society, Barry Davis, reveals.
It was the dreaded workhouse. Beadles were put in charge of this place. They didn't know these people and didn't care tuppence about them. And you didn't want to go there. People had a very hard time there. And there was no safety net, you see. You could be quite a prosperous person. You lose a leg or something and you can no longer work. There's nothing to fall back on.